This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A Friday on the radio and in the podcast world. You can listen to previous or current podcasts of the DJV show, you know. Have podcasts automatically delivered to your smartphone. Very easily done. Blogtalkradio.com is where you go /DJV show. The D is for Doug, J is for Jennifer, V is for Victoria. We're happy to have along as companion and cohort. The C stands for companion and cohort Shillin. All of us are here at your service, on your side with people in the news. Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States. Everybody knows that, right? Anybody lost on that one?
I think we got that.
You got it.
It was in the newsletter. I saw it.
It was in the newsletter. Yes, right. We actually should do a DJV newsletter. Jennifer, you and Victoria can be in charge of that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Meanwhile, Donald J. Trump is president. I think I've already done that, right? Donald J. What does the J stand for? Does anybody
John,
know?
John, right?
John? DJ Trump. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been, he would have been a good disc jockey during the era of
He
really
could have gone
cool.
by Don John.
Don John.
Wow.
Right. Or DJ. He could have been a DJ whose name is DJ. It would be DJ the DJ. Hiya, gang. Welcome to the DJ with the DJ show. So anyway, Donald Trump, he's president. You knew that, right? Got that?
How about we get to the meat of the story?
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, what was it about burying the lead that we
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, God.
Donald Trump is president, but before he was president, he almost played the president in Sharknado 3. Art imitating life. He was, according to some of the stuff that's flying around here in the last 24 hours, serious talks to play the role of the president in Sharknado 3, which is the sci-fi franchise whose latest installment, Sharknado 5, Global Swarming, will be on the television screen Sunday night. Global Swarming, does that mean the sharks are going to attack everywhere?
They're going Probably. To be That's what they do now, don't they? I mean, the really? First Sharknados, they've been attacking in the White House. They've attacked in New York, in Los Angeles. They've been everywhere.
So Donald said yes to the producer. He was thrilled, the producer said, to be asked. Negotiations with Trump reached a contract-level status. The producers, though, didn't hear back from the Trump team, and so they asked Mark Cuban, who is the fellow from Shark Tank. Very appropriate to be the president, and he was. And so Trump's lawyer said, after they hired Cuban, how dare you hire him? Donald wanted to do this. We'll sue. We'll shut down the show. And then it became apparent that he was seriously thinking about being the president or wanting to run for president, and thought this wouldn't be a great image.
No, I think that's totally not true. I think this is way before that ever happened.
And that's not what the story was that I saw. You have one story, I have another story. But go ahead.
From the producers of the show, this would have been a really cool role for him, and I think he really did want it. So I don't think this had anything to do with his political aspirations. It's a fun... Mark Cuban ended up being like an action hero in it, and Donald Trump, it would have been really fun to see him in that role.
It would have been silly. Silly and fun. So, and then he could have fired the shark. Been all set.
I'm sure they would have worked some sort of apprentice thing line into it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Did you see the pictures of the shark that jumped up on the deck of a ship this week? Couldn't get off?
No.
Somehow, I think I saw that yesterday. Shark jumps up on the ship and gets caught between the rails. You know how they have those upper rails and the lower rails
on
some of those private boats? Look kind of awesome. Well, they all look. They just look. That picture that I saw of Donald Trump with the shark behind him. Did you see that one? It was really
the mock-up that they were doing with Sharknado. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, and by the way, Jennifer, Donald J. Trump is now the president of the United States. Really?
Thank you. Wow. I hadn't gotten that yet, so I appreciate the update.
All right. Now, here's the story of your pal.
Do you have any other breaking news for us?
Yes, I do. Suge Knight. Is that how you pronounce it? It's just Suge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Suge Knight, indicted for making death threats against the director of Straight Outta Compton, F. Gary Gray.
Is Suge Knight not already in jail, or...
He's out again, I guess, but he's obviously begging to go back in.
He's one of these OJ people. They can't get him for the things they want to get him for, so they get him for something else. Isn't he?
That's probably true. Yeah. I mean, he did serve time. What did he serve time for? I think, isn't he the one who arranged for Tupac to get shot?
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, he's also the one who, like, ran over a friend.
Over.
Yeah,
the guy who was the actor.
That was, right, that was what he was in trouble with the last time, yeah.
Do you remember the actor's name? It was a face that we remember. I don't remember his name,
no.
Jennifer. You remember? I don't remember.
We
would go to the research department and remind us who it was. An actor whose face you would remember. So anyway, the court documents show the grand jury indicted him on felony charges. He was the founder, appropriately enough, of a company called Death Row Records. Threat made while the movie Straight Outta Compton was being filmed. He also has a pending murder charge against him for that parking lot thing that we're talking about. We're trying to find the name of the actor.
Also, he has a hit and run from 2015 that ended up with the person being killed. That's different from whoever the actor was that he also... I mean, his rap sheet is very, very long.
A rap sheet of a rapper.
I don't think he was a rapper, was he? I thought he was a producer or something.
Producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's the story of Tom Wopat. Remember him from the Dukes of Hazzard? I don't know how to tell the story.
Love him. Huge crush
on him. You like him?
I used to like him.
Yeah, okay, you won't like him anymore. Well,
no, I
this
heard
is
he got
an
into
allegation.
A little bit of trouble.
He has allegedly grabbed a woman's butt and did something that he shouldn't have with her butt. So he's been arrested for felony indecent assault. According to the police report, he was rehearsing his show, 42nd Street, at the Regal Theater here in Massachusetts, when a woman on the set claims he walked behind her and she felt his hand grab her butt. She also said she felt something else between her butt. She complained to one of the theater managers about the incident, then he was confronted with it. According to police, he denied it and said, blank them all. The blank started with an F. There are two other incidents mentioned in the police report, both occurring during rehearsals. Was it with the same woman or a different woman?
Different woman.
He told police that he did not inappropriately touch anybody, but did remember a time when he was seated and one of the women walked by him and he lightly touched her hip and said, I like the way you walk. Oh, no, I like the way you work. Well, he could have said both of those.
Either one.
All right. Told the police he flirts, likes to be friendly, never did anything inappropriate. He also is facing drug charges. When they booked him, they found a plastic bag containing what they believe was cocaine in his front pocket, along with a blue straw. What do you use the blue straw for?
To snort it.
Oh. Why does it have to be blue?
I don't know. It just his was blue.
Yeah. They searched his vehicle, found baggies inside. They thought one of the bags was also cocaine. Police report also says one of the managers in the show reprimanded Wopat for showing up to rehearsal under the influence. Arraigned, pled not guilty for felony assault, as well as misdemeanor drug charge. What a sad commentary. I've seen him in a couple of plays, and certainly everybody remembers him in The Duke, and he's done other television stuff. Kind of a sad.
I'm just, honestly, I'm shocked that it's taken this long for him to get arrested. 10 years ago, when I first started at Sirius, I was in the talent wrangling department, so I had to, greet guests and all that. And he was there doing a series of Broadway type things. Every single time he came in, and this is at like 10 or 11 in the morning, he was completely drunk. He reeked of alcohol.
Really?
There was not a single girl that he encountered who did not report him for some sort of inappropriate behavior. Touching, flirting, making indecent comments. He was such a pig that every time he walked in the door, all the girls just scattered because no one wanted to be around him. And yet they had like these in-studio performances and all these older women loved him, and that's where I guess it all came from. They would like throw themselves at him. And I think it was just, he got so used to that type of treatment from women that maybe he felt like he could just do whatever he wanted. But he was, I mean, he was just notorious for being such a pig. No one wanted to be around him. He wasn't a nice guy either. You know, he says, oh, I'm just being friendly. He really wasn't. So I'm just shocked it took, and that was 10 years ago, so I'm surprised it's taken this long for all the women that he's worked with that someone hasn't reported him until now.
Hmm. All right, well, now he's, now you know the rest of the story. So maybe you think the same thing, although I don't think that Ben Affleck is a pig. Women don't like him now, or I guess there's one woman who likes him, this Lindsay Shookus, who doesn't look, she looks hard and cold to me.
Well, I don't think I've seen her.
Comparison.
That's how you really feel.
there's a picture of her floating around. She apparently was the guest of honor at a comedy club in L.A., Jennifer. And so Ben and his brother Casey went there the other night with her to watch her. And they were all pictures of them everywhere. She just doesn't have the same, well, maybe it's just me and what I like in women, wholesome hardiness. She looks tough and not in a nice way.
I find a picture of her up close.
Yeah.
Where did you see a picture of her? Because I'm looking once on the Daily Mail of them together, and she looks normal.
I didn't think she was that pretty. And I saw a picture of her in a tabloid this week, and I thought, okay, maybe I get she's an attractive person. But before that, I looked at her, and I thought, wow, he's punching down from Jennifer Garner.
Right.
I see her face now. Yeah.
But
right?
I think in some pictures she looks attractive. Who knows? I mean, you never know what attracts people.
Well, that's right. You never can tell if one person's beauty is another person's ugly.
And you never know what's inside of those relationships either, you know?
That's right. So we should
be more difficult than we think.
I apologize for being judgmental.
Well, it's okay. You know, he did a little cheating.
Michelle Carter, lady from Massachusetts, didn't show any emotion as she was sentenced to 15 months in the slammer yesterday for coercing her boyfriend via text to kill himself. Remember this whole story?
I'm shocked that she only got 15 months.
I would think it would be hard to nail somebody to the wall for this, even though it was pretty obvious what she was doing. Mm-hmm. Don't you have to prove that there's a reason for it? What was her reason? What did she get out of it?
They said that she wanted to play the role of grieving girlfriend and that she was looking for attention.
Yeah, really? I think afterwards she had a bunch of posts on social media that were like, oh my God, like, I'm going to miss you so much. And, you know, we were supposed to be together forever. And, like, all of this stuff that made it look like she was the really upset, grieving girlfriend who, like, wouldn't be able to get over it. And then it came out that she had coerced him into doing it via text messages. It's the weirdest story I've ever heard.
She faced 20 years in jail. Judge said, I've not found that Ms. Carter's age or level of maturity or even her mental illness have any significant impact on her action. She's a bright young lady, did well in school. I'm satisfied she was mindful of the actions for which she is convicted. So why didn't he give her more time in jail? She's banned from using social media. Is that forever or while she's in jail?
I always wonder how they enforce that. Like, if they have someone monitoring your cell phone and your computers, because you can make all kinds of anonymous accounts.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Maybe social media sites are blocked on her computer now. Well, if she breaks any of this probation, she has to serve the full sentence. So she'd be very stupid to do anything.
It would seem. 21 have a lot of stupid people in the world, though. 21 half the hour every day. We see that. 21 after on the DJV show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate,
then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the music news, in the music world, 24 almost after the hour, it's the music portion of this hour. Every hour is a focus on a few ladies or gentlemen or groups that are in the music news, and Madonna's in the news today because her corset sold for $19,000, and after all of that, the collector who bid $19,294 for this corset that she supposedly wore for the album cover shoot for Like a Virgin might be a fake. According to the designer of this, it's a fake. That guy's name is Maripol. It's a fake. I designed the corset she wore on the cover of Like a Virgin. Just compare the photos of the corset side to side. You can see they are different. A spokesperson for the auction company, which is called GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com, refuted the claim, said two corsets were purchased at Macy's for Madonna to use on this cover shoot. So that doesn't answer the question, which
boy,
one...
Macy's is a big difference from a French designer doing it by hand. Yeah, that's a big swing.
Not that I don't love Macy's, but yeah.
Right.
The one that was sold was used in the original photo shoot, says the representative for the auction house. Maripol says, it's a lie. There's only one corset, and I sewed it up myself. I'm upset somebody paid so much for a fake. Well, if that's the case, then what's a real one worth?
Yeah, wherever it is. Yeah, I don't know if anyone even knows where it is.
Total sales in the auction is $750,000. 22 other Madonna items, including a breakup letter from Tupac Shakur. Remember, that was
That
was part of the way they promoted this sale. Hey, we got the breakup letter from Tupac. We'll be selling that. And the hairbrush Madonna used. A pair of satin panties that she wore. Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
Yeah, is this any of this? This isn't stuff that she put up for auction,
no,
right? So where did this stuff come from?
I don't know.
Someone, because she accused someone of taking the letter from her house, right? So did they take the rest of this stuff too? Because satin underwear is just creepy.
Yeah.
If someone buys her underwear.
And a hairbrush, too? Like, that's just so weird.
How much did
you
get for
DNA
underwear?
Collectors.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How much did you get for the underwear?
Well, the underwear, the letter, and her hairbrush are now, they were removed because remember she got the court order 2 weeks ago?
Right.
So those three things were not in it, but I guess, like Kara said, there's a ton of other memorabilia from her in there. So I don't know. She accused one of her former stylists of stealing those three items, the letter, the underwear, and then the hairbrush. Because the person had access to her house, and so she's accusing that person for those three, but I don't know where the rest of the stuff came from.
I wonder if there's a business here. I wonder if we could sell our underwear. The DJV underwear.
There is a business for that, and it's really creepy.
It's in the dark web.
It's not a good idea. It's for career advancement. No.
Yeah.
Right. Demi Lovato is tired of being labeled bipolar. She's been pretty open about her struggle with the problem, but the singer... doesn't want to be defined by it. Is bipolarism a mental illness, you think?
Yeah.
Is it really mental?
What do you think it is?
Well, there's a chemical imbalance that comes with it.
That's categorized as mental illness.
Yeah. She said, quote, I think when people refer to me as being bipolar, it's something that's true, but I don't like people using it as a label. I think that's reasonable for anybody who's got bipolarism.
Right.
It's not who she is, it's what she has.
Issue, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she addressed the suicide of Chester Bennington in an interview. Quote, it's very unfortunate. I feel terrible for his friends and family. I know that maybe this will raise the topic into conversation around mental illness and mental health, and maybe people will be helped by this. She also revealed that she has a new way to relieve stress. She started training as an MMA artist, and part of it is jiu-jitsu. I never pronounced that right. Jiu-jitsu.
She's got such a makeup to be really good at that, I think. The shoulders and the arms. Oh, yeah.
Demi Lovato doing MMA. But she's going to go against... Ronda Rousey?
Wasn't she dating a boxer or an MMA guy after Wilmer Valderrama? That's probably how she got into it.
Yeah, that's right. She was for a long time, actually.
28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Put your effort in the right place. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a horse groomer who would spend hours clipping and grooming his horse. But to save money, he would frequently steal a portion of his horse's oats and sell them. Eventually, the horse started to look terrible because he was just too underfed. Finally, the horse said to the groomer, "If you really want me to look good, you have to comb me less and feed me more." In life, we might sometimes be like this horse groomer, taking more effort in our outside appearances than what's going on within. But peace isn't found in outside appearances. It's only found within. It's important to spend more time on the things that matter more than on the things that matter less. For help putting your effort in the right direction, visit drchristianconti.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 34 at the hour. It is the DJB Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show if you would like to. Let's do some business news information. Actually, want to start out with a biz quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
You get points. You get points for this. There'll be a swell prize in this for those who are good enough to come up with the right answer. All right, here's the first question. You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
There's a new online retailer the retailer is called Brandless, opening up for business. The product line, what do they all have in common? A, they were tested on animals. B, they can only be delivered to your nearest 7-Eleven. C, they can only be paid for in Bitcoin. D, they all cost $3. New online retailer called Brandless. What do the products have in common? Tested on animals. Be delivered to 7-Eleven. pay for with Bitcoin, or they all cost $3? Victoria, your answer, please.
They all cost $3?
Jennifer, your answer, please.
Bitcoin.
Carrie, your answer, please.
Oh. Well, you both took mine, so what?
I didn't say whether you were right or wrong. I just want to get an answer, maybe.
I know, but I want to be original. So what's the second one? What's my
second one? Is they can only be delivered to your nearest 7-Eleven.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. Who thinks Jennifer is right? Raise your hands.
I was going to say Jen's, so.
Right. I do.
Who thinks Victoria is right? Raise your hand.
I would hope.
Who thinks Kara is right? Raise your hands.
Can we just get the answer?
The answer is they all cost $3.
Oh, good job.
Oh, good job.
All right. Wow. Visa, she's very excited about winning. She doesn't know what the prize is yet.
I don't know what the product is.
Really?
This yeah, is you didn't explain what it is. You just
brandless.
Said... Right,
yeah.
But so what that doesn't
no, I said,
mean anything.
What do its products have in common? Yeah. I didn't tell you what the products
yeah,
were.
Exactly. So what yeah. can I get for $3?
You can look at brandless.com and see.
Okay.
Oh my
next,
God.
Visa will give $10,000 to each of as many as 50 restaurants and food vendors for doing what? A, installing the technology to go cashless. B, agreeing to accept only Visa. C, incorporating Visa into their names. D, creating a compelling Visa menu item. Jennifer, you want to go first? Do you want me to repeat them?
All right, give me my choices one more time.
All right, Visa giving $10,000 to... as many as 50 restaurants for doing what? A, installing the technology to go cashless. B, mm-hmm. agreeing to accept only Visa. C, incorporating Visa into their names. D, creating a compelling Visa menu item.
You know, I was going to go with B, but I think it's probably A.
All right. Victoria, which of those four answers do you choose?
Wait, what was A? What was the
A is installing the technology to go cashless. B, agreeing to accept only Visa. C.
I think it would be B, only accepting B. Visa.
Okay. Kara, which do you think?
I was too busy looking at brandless, so let's just go for D.
D.
There was no D.
All right. Yes, there was.
Yeah, there
creating
was.
A compelling Visa menu item.
That was C.
No, no that was
C is incorporating Visa into your name, the restaurant.
Oh,
name.
I wasn't even. That was two.
I wasn't yeah. even listening, and I still knew that there were. Four.
I listened twice, and I didn't hear that that was two items. That was all part of the same.
All right. Who thinks Jennifer's right? Raise your hands.
Sure.
I actually think Victoria. Well, you know, I was going to go with Victoria.
We're all
first,
right.
But I don't know. I think
no, two of you are
I'm
wrong.
I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it.
Victoria had the right answer the first time. Jennifer had the right answer this time. Installing the technology to go cashless. All right, last question. This is for all the marbles. Mm. Which state won its battle against a stricter fishing quota for summer flounder?
Oh, God.
A, New York. B, New Jersey. C, Maine. D, North Dakota. Which state won its battle against a stricter fishing quota for summer flounder? New York, New Jersey, Maine, or North Dakota? Kara, you go first.
I'll say Maine.
Maine, Kara says. All right?
I'm Victoria. Totally wrong. I'm just guessing here. North Dakota for me, please.
North
you
Dakota.
Can mark that on
okay.
the board, yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of flounder in North Dakota.
I know. Right. I have no idea. I think they flounder a lot up there.
Victoria?
I feel like this is so dumb that I'm even putting this much thought into it. I feel like flounder is a warmer water fish, so I'm going to go with New Jersey in the summertime.
All right. So... who thinks Victoria's
but I think
Jen, right?
I think Jen's right. I think it might even be a river fish.
Really?
In North Dakota, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So the correct answer is, well, Jennifer's answer, North Dakota. Jennifer's answer, Maine. And the winner is the person from New Jersey, Victoria Keelan. Victoria
hey, but
Keelan.
Let's just be proud of ourselves because there were four options for each of those, and there were only three of us, and someone managed to get it right every time.
Yes, there it is.
Pretty good.
That's, you get recognition. That's what you get. Your prize is you declared the smartest of the bunch today. A special deal today only. Victoria is the smartest person on the DJV show.
Yeah, right.
Right. Moving on.
Wait. So,
by the way, brandless
yeah,
is amazing.
I
cannot get off this website right now.
See,
you can get
different.
Quinoa, you can get fair trade cold brew, you can get organic like applesauce, and then they've got like makeup products and stuff too.
I
and all
that.
Of them are brandless for $3.
$3.
And it's all non-GMO, organic, gluten-free stuff. Like, wow.
$3.
Good
chuck.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next item from the biz or money department. The company behind the first offshore wind farm unveiling plans this week to bring turbines to the coast of Massachusetts. Deepwater Wind is their name. Great name for a company like that. Deepwater Wind has been given their blessing by the regulators to build a massive wind farm in the water between Massachusetts and Rhode Island. As a matter of fact, basically it's off the islands. That's where it is going. Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Block Island are the three islands that are sort of... But they're 24 miles off of the coast. You won't be able to see them. This started during... The idea to do this started in the late 70s, and Ted Kennedy and his family blocked it. And they only... After... They, and who knows why, they had a big place in Hyannisport for years, the Kennedy family. They called it the Kennedy Family Compound. And Ted didn't want to have it. Didn't want nothing to do with it, and he could single-handedly stop it, and he did. But now they're going to put five turbine wind farms. I think they've got a bunch of them already off of Block Island. And they started... Using actually our friend, you know Holland. Well, all of you probably know Holland Cook, don't you? Does everybody know Holland?
Sure, I know the name.
He lives in Block Island, and he started telling me about this. They produce electricity there. Their bills went way down. This company also has approval for these turbine farms in New York, off the coast of New York, and in Maryland, off the coast. This is big business, and it's appropriate, frankly. This is probably the smartest way. The other day, remember we were talking about nuclear power, and we all know how controversial it is because of the question of the danger with the rods. This provides or presents no danger, provides electricity at basically no cost other than what it costs to build these turbines and maintain them. 24 square miles of ocean will be used to provide this electricity. So why not? It's the same as having them down off of the 10, right? It's the same stuff. And there are more and more of those big turbines showing up here, there, and everywhere in places where you don't expect to find them. But they're the best, most reliable way of keeping from burning fossil fuel. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Who cares if it's on the middle of the ocean? Who's going to... You know, this is the thing I've always used as the bellwether for this, Jennifer. If you can, California's coast is so pristine, and California is such a bunch of fuss buggers. If they can go along with the oil rigs off the coast of Santa Barbara,
right?
Why wouldn't you want to have some turbines? And that you can't see. You can see all the oil rigs off the coast of California.
And we already have those turbines that you can actually see from the side of the road anyway, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. So this isn't going to be visible by anybody.
You know, the problem with those things in California, though,
what?
Is that they've produced, no, it's not even the birds. They've produced so much energy that they've had to pay other states to take it. So they've paid Arizona to take our excess energy. Right. Oh, boy. So crazy.
Okay.
Instead of saving it. Hello.
Next business story has to do with mineral rights in Afghanistan. And oil rights in Iraq. So probably nobody knows that the Chinese own all the mineral rights in Afghanistan. Did you know that? Anything that's under the ground, copper, for example, lots of copper in Afghanistan, the Chinese are all over the place. While the Taliban's shooting at us, they're not. Why wouldn't you think they'd be shooting at the Chinese? Because the Chinese are taking their minerals. If I was a Talibanese or an Afghanistani, I would not want to have people taking all of my the real assets of my company, of my country, out of my country. The U.S. was trying to get them, and the Chinese bought them. I don't know where the money went. That's one of these. This is the question. The theory is the Taliban's getting the dough, even though the government is supposed to get it. But there isn't much division in Afghanistan between the government and the Taliban. Without the Taliban, the government doesn't have support among the people. It's one of the weirdest, most corrupt places in the world, and we have soldiers over there fighting for what we know not. And Trump's upset this week, and he said, I want to fire all the generals over there because we're not winning. We can't win. No one can. The Russians spent 14 years trying to beat the Taliban, and they couldn't. So why are we wasting our time? And who knew that all of the mineral... Why? If look at the money that we've spent. We've spent trillions of dollars in Afghanistan. We could have got the rights and at least paid ourselves back by getting the copper out of the ground over there. No, we gave it to the Chinese. Which reminds me of the take after Iraq. Remember when George Bush tried to convince everybody it was a good idea in 2003 to go into Iraq? Don't worry about it. It won't cost us a penny because we'll control the oil rights and we'll sell all the oil rights and that's how we'll pay for the war. Do you realize what a GD lie that was and is? We haven't gotten one drop of oil other than the allegations that Dick Cheney somehow or other, the conspiratorialists say, Cheney made some deal with the Russians to truck the oil out and bring it into Russia. Who knows whether that was true or not. All I know is that we spent $3.5 trillion blowing up Iraq. We're spending another $2 trillion to try to rebuild it. And we haven't gotten any, we didn't sell any of the oil. We didn't take one drop of Iraq's oil. Not a drop. So, and this is something, I guess Donald Trump early on, I think in January, was talking about that. How come we didn't take the oil from Iraq to pay for the war? Good question. How come we didn't take the minerals from Afghanistan to pay for our war over there? Pretty good question, isn't it, huh? To which there is no answer. Not even a good answer or a bad answer. There's no answer. Wow. True, are we foolish it? Here or not? We just stupid. All this stuff, all this money that we spent over there, and we don't take anything out of it. We give the Chinese the money, the Russians the oil. Wow. Unga bunga. Okay, now here's the last one. This is a good one. There are pick and choose pack and ship jobs available now at Amazon. You want a job? A lot of people showed up for a chance to pack and ship. The word went out. We need new people for our warehouses. Big job fair. Wages $11.50 to $13.75 an hour, depending on where you work. $23,920 a year to $28,600 a year for a 40-hour job. That's not much money, is it?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless people sign on and do it for a season or, you know, something like that, half a year.
20,000 applications.
Yeah.
They hired thousands of people on the spot, packing and sorting and shipping. Common for Amazon to ramp
up.
That
could be a song. Packing and sorting.
And shipping our stuff. Yeah. So this is one circumstance where a big company like that did not use ZipRecruiter.com, but it's the only example I can come up with. There are a lot of competitors that aren't quite as big. The Amazon in a class by itself, but UPS uses ZipRecruiter. FedEx uses ZipRecruiter. And your company ought to be smart and use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different because they post your job on all these job sites all around the country. Just one click from you to them, and then they distribute the job requirements. Then their technology matches the right people to your job. That's what makes ZipRecruiter better, different, and super-duper to work with. Need a person or a bunch of people for your job, shippers and whatever else you may need? Who knows what you need? The place to go is ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
All right, it's time for a testimony from Victoria Keelan. This is our overview of the charts from this past week when it comes to technology. Victoria does the research. We have the top five items the week of July 31st to August 4th. Top five items in the world of technology to be discussed. And we'll start with number five, which is something that doesn't happen much from Apple. They don't discontinue much stuff, but apparently, I don't know, how old were these items that they decided to yank?
Well, actually, that is a good point. Apple doesn't really make a habit of discontinuing things very often. And despite being heavily featured in the new movie Baby Driver, Apple CEO Tim Cook says he's discontinuing the iPod Nano and the iPod Shuffle. The original iPod, I believe, came out in 2003 or 4. Maybe 2004. So the iPod Nano followed up a few years later, and then the Shuffle was the latest one. It's the smallest. So they will be phasing them out. Apple says it's continuing to cut back on production of these music-only players because people really are so used to having an iPhone that can do so many things, including playing music. So people don't have a need anymore for these little niche products. Apple said it's simplifying its iPod selection. Now it will just have an iPod Touch, which looks like an iPhone, but without the cell phone function. And it also has other things on it. You can play video games, and there's other things you can do. That is going to range from 32 gig and 128 gig models from $199 to $299. So eventually, there will be no more support for iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle as well. So if you have one of those two, you might want to start transitioning your music to a different source.
Aha. All right. Transition time. Number four brings us to Hulu Land.
Yeah, Hulu had a really big announcement this week. They are going to be giving everyone a lot of 90s flashbacks. They have the exclusive streaming rights and on-demand rights to some of the most popular TV shows, certainly in a few generations. They've picked up all of ABC's TGIF programming block. Now, anybody who grew up in the 80s and 90s will remember Full House, Family Matters, Hangin' with Mr. Cooper, Step by Step, Perfect Strangers, Boy Meets World. All of those shows are now exclusively archived on Hulu. So it's great for family viewing because none of those types of shows exist on regular cable TV anymore or regular network TV. So that's a big news for Hulu. Of course, Hulu is really behind Amazon and Netflix, so they're trying very hard to catch up. The one good thing that Hulu has, they have one original show that's been a breakout hit, The Handmaid's Tale. That has scored 13 Primetime Emmy nominations this year, and it even was in the Outstanding Drama category. So that's the one big thing that Hulu's had. So this is other good news for them, though, and fun for other people who want to catch up.
Yeah. All right, this may or may not be, I guess it depends on your point of view, whether the iPhone cases, these glittery iPhone cases, are fun to have or not, but there's not good news if you got one of them. What's the story?
Well, they certainly they look pretty, but more than 260,000 glittery iPhone cases in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have been recalled because the glitter and the liquid leaks out and has caused chemical burns on a number of people already. These affect iPhone models 6, 6S, and 7. If you bought a glittery case at Victoria's Secret or Tory Burch or Nordstrom Rack or Amazon, and it's made by a company called Mixbin, then make sure that you don't throw it out, because this is, now they're considering it to be like a hazardous material, so you have to contact the company to figure out how to dispose of it. You will also get your money back. You can also take it back to the store where you bought it, but the company is saying, whatever you do, don't just throw them out in regular garbage, because these are hazardous materials.
All right. Number two this week. A moldy oldie from Microsoft.
I know. Microsoft had some big news this week. They have announced a new payment plan option, as well as a new plan. It's a subscription plan called for their Surface Plus, the Surface Laptop, and for the Surface Pro, which are very highly rated products that Microsoft has put out. And so now, every 18 months, you can upgrade, just like Apple has been doing for a while now.
Okay. And number one is HBO. This is
this is a big one.
Yeah, this is big, and it's well, you can explain it. It's just, this is a problem.
It is.
This is a problem worldwide in almost every field. Good God.
Yep. So earlier this week, of course, Game of Thrones was hacked, and a lot of spoilers have been put out online. And so now it looks like this HBO hack is 7 times larger than the Sony attack, which resulted in people getting fired from Sony Pictures, and that was back in 2014. This is very sophisticated. It's a lot of data. They're still trying to figure out who did it and why. There is no ransom note yet. So this is going to be a developing story still.
Wow. All right, top five items. Those are the technology superstars of the week. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.